There's a lot of people who are very negative to socialism with welfare and all that, but that is because what we are living in today, like you said, you're paying and paying, but you're not getting anything back from it. You're paying for other people.
You are practically paying for your own replacement.
Yes.
Mm. And I think many nowadays so-called conservative parties makes the mistake that because they can't change the demographic change in their own country, they will change the economic politics so that society could survive a couple of decades longer than it should be. They are like trying to fix the system that is broken all the way down. You can't repair this kind of multi-ethnic experiment with glue.
No. And you can't have socialism without the nationalism. So,
yeah, and what is the end game in that kind of society where you have a lower class with different ethnicity, different racial background than the middle class, for example? It's going to be like Latin America, one big Brazil, where it's not any social cohesion anymore. The lower class and middle class and upper class, they are speaking different language. They are different skin tone, they are different cultural, racial background, they are promoting different religions. There's nothing that is tying them together, only the land area they are sharing. And even in that same land area, they are going to segregate in different districts. That those kind of societies will fall because there is not any social fabric. No one will defend that kind of society.
Well put.